many people in the past and many people in the present when they hear our Lord's instruction, Sermon on the Mount. It's all about how, not how to get rid of the law, but how to observe it perfectly. And when they hear these things, they tend to think, as it were, our Lord's not a very kind person. You mean I have to cut my arm off if that's an occasion for reaching into the charity basket being passed, or as it were, reaching into something else that doesn't belong to me? Yeah, there's an interesting story that is told about Cardinal Newman. He once asked, as it were, if it was all right to tell a white lie to prevent a war. And he said, the worst disaster could happen, but it's not, as it were, an excuse for something still worse. Say that to commit a sin in order to bring about some good is the right thing to do. Because when we say that to ourselves or to others, we ourselves are placing sin before what is good. Selfishness, self-love, self-concern before the love of neighbor, and above all, the love of God. And so our Lord is saying that you're going to have to every other week cut off a finger or an arm or something. He's rather trying to tell us something about the seriousness of sin, and that we must never, as it were, place it as a kind of good to be preferred before all others. I have never met anyone yet who had to cut off his hand or his leg or anything else to be loyal to our Lord, to find a way out of a difficulty. We may say, what about martyrdom? Martyrdom. We may simply say we want to be united to our Lord rather than to deny him, be separate merely because we will avoid death. We must remember that is not the final thing for us who believe in Jesus, quite the contrary. He has told us, especially in a form that is very concrete, if you eat and drink my body and blood, even though you die, you live. In fact, he put it bluntly, you will not die. So you must, as it were, take these literary devices as means to straighten out our thoughts, and recognize the real true goodness and love of our Lord. We're celebrating the month of the Sacred Heart. A sacred heart, a votive mass, help us to become still more knowledgeable of the goodness of our Lord, his great love. He comes to seek us out, not to condemn, but to save, but to save, and he wants us to rejoice with him. And when he finds us and helps us to continue to walk in his footsteps and to partake of that stupendous food and drink that comes from heaven, the body and blood of the Savior, so that we may be ready for heaven, and also in a certain sense, a very true sense, as anticipate the joys of heaven because we are united to Jesus. Praise be Jesus and Mary.